Now, Egypt's top religious authority has condemned ISIL terrorists for their atrocities in Iraq and Syria and violating the principles of Islam. Grand Mufti Shawri Alam describes the ISIL as a corrupt extremist organization. He says the group poses a danger to Islam and tarnishes its image by killing people and spreading corruption. He says fighting terrorism requires international and regional cooperation at all levels. The terror group is currently in control of some areas in northern and northwestern Iraq and Syria, committing crimes including mass execution of civilians as well as army troops and officers. Let's talk to Press TV's correspondent in Cairo, Mohammed Shalabi. Mohammed, first of all, we know that ISIL is spreading its reign of terror across the Muslim world. And of course, this latest warning and condemnation by the Egyptian Grand Mufti in this regard. First of all, I want to know that are there any signs of ISIL in Egypt?
No, Hassan, no signs at all. And in fact, all Egyptians, whether supporters of the military-backed government or opponents of the military-backed government represented in the Muslim Brotherhood or their allies from the Islamic stream or from the youth liberal stream, and ordinary Egyptians are all against this terrorist group. And they would not allow such a group to exist within Egypt, because simply they consider this group as non-Islamic. And I mean, as the Grand Mufti of Egypt, Dr. Shawri Alam, said, it is wrong that some would describe this group, which is named Daesh in Arabic, or which calls itself the Islamic State in the Levant in English. It's wrong to talk about this group as or to describe it as an Islamic State, because this ISIL, according to the Mufti, has gone against all Islamic principles and all the goals of the Sharia, the noble goals of Sharia, besides going against all principles of humanity, the way it is conducting itself and targeting also minorities in Iraq and in Syria. And this bloody group, extremist group, as described by the Mufti, represents a danger to Muslims and to Islam, and is distorting the image of Islam, and it is weakening states and also giving a chance to those who want to destroy the Muslim world to interfere in internal affairs under the alleged pretext of the war on terror. Those are the words of the Mufti. He said that the door of strife has to be closed here. There has to be a unified stance by Arab, Muslim countries and also the international community in the fight against such a terrorist and extremist group. But there is one final point here, Hassan, I would like to make, is that although this statement, as I said, has been welcomed by all Egyptians from all streams, the anti-coup stream, if you will, or the anti-government stream, or the Muslim Brotherhood supporters, and again, even from the youth liberal stream, are asking the Mufti also to issue similar statements regarding the barbaric, inhumane Israeli aggression on Palestinians in Gaza. And also, they want him to condemn massacres such as the one that took place exactly a year ago, maybe just, you know, one day, 364 days ago, let's say, on the 14th of August, 2013, that massacre that was described by many, I'm talking about the Rabaa massacre here, conducted by army and police in Egypt against the supporters of ousted, of army deposed President Mohamed Morsi, where thousands were killed, lost, injured, or detained, that was described as the worst massacre in Egypt's modern history, and which was today described in a Human Rights Watch report as the worst killing of protesters in a single day in world's recent memory. So they also want him to come out and condemn such atrocities, whether they are being committed by the the Israeli occupation against Palestinians, right, or against civilians here in Egypt, simply because they oppose military rule, just like he did, rightly and correctly did, in condemning ISIL, which is really simply hated by all Egyptians from all streams here agreeing. For one time, we saw consensus here in Egypt agreeing with the Grand Mufti's statements, saying that this group has nothing to do with Islam and is dangerous on Muslims.
Indeed.
And Islam alike. Hassan.
All right. Press News, Mohammed Chalabi reporting from Cairo. Thanks, Mohammed.